Transcribed.
Hey, Jerry, come here. I want... Oh, George, you shouldn't have walked between Jerry and me.
No, I'm sorry, fellas.
We'll fix it. Bread and butter, Dean.
Bread and butter.
What goes up the chimney?
Smoke.
What do you smoke?
Chesterfield.
Right, and that's our bread and butter.
Which means the Chesterfield, first cigarette with premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Well, it's broadcast time again. We're all set to hold up our mad musical powwow. My wild Indian partner, Crazy Head Jerry, is in his wigwam sending up Chesterfield smoke signals, but he'll soon be here whooping it up with me side by side. In the meantime, Big Chief Richard, that's your musical cue to strike up the music.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song side by side. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just a traveling along, singing a song side by side.
Comes the time to introduce my partner. You know, Jerry and I have been together for a long, long time. I remember the first time I met him. I was working by myself when a young boy came up to me and said,
"Need any help digging those ditches, mister?"
Yeah. All right, Jerry. So I dug ditches before I met you. That's because my family was very poor.
So what? My family was poorer. Why, when I graduated from public school, my mother didn't get me long pants like the other kids had.
What'd she do?
She let down the hem on my diaper.
Oh. That may be so, but you were rich compared to us. Why, my mother had 10 mouths to feed.
No fooling. I thought the other 9 were wrinkles.
We were much poorer than your family, Jer. Why, 5 of us kids had to sleep in the bureau.
Well, at least half of you had drawers.
Still insist you had it tougher, eh?
Oh, and dee dee dee, I dee dee do. In fact, Dean, there were 17 of us, and we all slept on the floor.
That must have been quite a sight.
I'll say. Did you ever see a room with wall-to-wall people?
Never. If this is going to be a contest about poverty, I must warn you, you're talking to a real bum. Why, in order to make ends meet, my mother had to take in sewing.
You think that's something? My poor old mother had to take in washing.
Well, lots of mothers take in washing.
Cars?
Never. Now, how could your mother wash cars in the house?
Dean Martin, we may have been poor, but we had a very large sink.
I'm surprised she didn't use the bathtub.
That's ridiculous, Dean. She couldn't have used the bathtub to wash cars.
Yeah.
That was full of buses.
Oh. So your mother washed buses in the bathtub.
And she used nothing but Halo shampoo.
Why not plain soap?
Don't you realize, Dean Martin, soaping dulls buses, Halo glorifies them?
I just hate myself for forgetting. So your mother washed cars.
Yeah.
Well, doggone it.
How about that?
Oh, I was a miserable child.
Oh. But I bet I was miserabler than you as a child. I was a dirty, filthy kid.
Look at that big shot bragging. Why, I was filthier than you'll ever be.
Oh, yeah? Well, then top this if you can. I wore clothes with patches on them.
I wore patches with clothes on.
I can still prove I was poorer than you. Want to compare socks?
Okay, smart Alec, I'll take you on.
Okay, when I was a kid, I had only one pair of socks.
Pair? You had two socks?
Well, Natalie, I had 2 feet.
You had 2 feet?
Sure, everybody's born with 2 feet.
I was born with only one. We were very poor.
Okay. You beat me on socks. You want to try for shoes?
Okay.
This guy's a sucker for punishment.
Now, we'll see. My shoes had a hole in the sole the size of a quarter.
In my shoes, the holes were the size of a half dollar.
So what? Lots of people have holes in their shoes the size of a half dollar.
In pennies?
Give up, Bobby.
Let's try shirts. When I was a kid, Jerry, I wore shirts made out of flour sacks.
Huh. I used to wear shirts made out of bags of Vigoro.
Vigoro?
Oh, yes, on warm days. Oh, on those warm days, I used to break out in grass.
Shall we have a go at hunger, old chap?
Splendid.
All right, top this. We Martins were really a starved bunch. When our family sat around the dinner table... Ooh, it was a stable, come think of it. You know, we Martins were really a starved bunch. When our family sat around the dinner table... Anything that even looked like food, we ate.
After we finished dinner, Mother used to count the kids. Your turn, sweetie.
Okay, Fink. All our spare money went to pay doctor bills for Grandpa.
We had a bar to pay doctor bills for my grandfather. He suffered from a rare disease, curfew legs.
Your grandfather had curfew legs?
At 10 o'clock, all the joints closed up.
Why should I argue with you? I must be stupid.
You're stupid? Why, I'm so stupid.
That's all. I give up.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of them all. The quality contrast between Chesterfield and other leading brands is a revealing story. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's 6 leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest. Chesterfield quality highest. 15% higher than its nearest competitor. Chesterfield quality highest. 31% higher than the average of the 5 other leading brands. Yes, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield.
You know, folks, if I could write a book, I'd dedicate it to all the wonderful audiences, radio, television, and motion picture, who have received Jerry and me with such great enthusiasm. But since my voice is mightier than my pen, I think I'll sing it instead.
could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend.
Well, friends, I'd like you to meet our guest for tonight. He's a chap I've known for a long, long time.
I've known him for even longer. He used to go up to the bowling alley where I was the head pin boy.
Okay, so you were the head pin boy. This fella is a famous movie star.
Every time he came to the bowling alley, he used to ask for me.
Oh, Jerry.
He used to say, "Where's Pinhead Lewis?"
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a great guy and a mighty fine actor. You can look forward to seeing him soon starring in the Herbert J. Yates production, Fair Wind to Java. Here he is, that man among men, and a greater man among women, Mr. Fred McMurray.
Thank you. Hiya, Dean.
Oh, hi, Fred. Say, if that microphone isn't high enough, you can raise it.
Oh, thanks. I think I will raise it. Stuck.
Get your hands off my neck. That's the microphone over there, Freddy.
Oh. Fred. Fred, this is my partner, Jerry Lewis.
This is a human being I'm looking at?
Here now, take heed, Mr. McMurray. I may be puny, anemic, and a skinny marink. But the last one who insulted my physique was beaten within an inch of her life.
Her? You mean you fought a girl?
I didn't know her well enough to wrestle.
Fred, Jerry told me he met you once before. Is that true?
Well, he does look familiar, but... Wait a minute. Jerry, didn't I see you the time I went abalone fishing?
No.
That's funny. I could have sworn I scraped something like you off a rock.
Wait a minute, Dean.
Now, let me see now. Look, Jerry, did you ever model labels for an iodine company?
No. Is that clear? No. K-N-O-E. No.
Fred, I'll give you a hint. Jerry claims he met you in a bowling alley.
Now I remember.
I knew it.
This is the stupid, moronic, idiotic, imbecilic pinboy.
Glory be, he remembers me.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. You know, Fred, I envy your career in pictures, making love to all those beautiful stars,
Well, Dean, it's not as great as it's cracked up to be, you know. All day long, you make love to Barbara Stanwyck, and then you go home. And all day, next day, you make love to Eleanor Parker, and then you go home. Then you make love to Claudette Colbert, then you go home.
What don't you like about it?
Going home.
Oh, I see.
At least you don't meet these women only in your dreams like I do. Every night I dream that there's nothing but beautiful women left in the whole world and I'm the only man.
Well, that sounds great.
What great? In a dream, I'm 82 years old.
Well, believe me, fellas, fame in pictures is fleeting. You know, that's why I invested my money in a cattle breeding ranch.
Hey, Jer, that's what you ought to do. Breed cattle.
I can't. My nostrils aren't wide enough.
No, Jerry, what Dean means is that I go in for animal husbandry.
Animal husbandry?
Yeah.
You mean you have a Lonely Hearts Club for cows?
No, it's experimental work, Jer. Fred went to school and studied animals.
A likely story.
What do you mean, a likely story? I did, too, go to school and study animals.
Okay, let's hear you say something in horse.
Jer, will you stop?
Yeah, now, look, Jerry, I don't talk horse, but I can tell you about my breeding experiments with other animals. I once crossed a cow with a sheep.
A cow and a sheep. What'd you get?
Woolen milk.
Oh.
You think that's something? My uncle once crossed a mouse with an elephant.
What'd he get?
A rat that never forgets.
What's a rat got to remember?
Now, my experiment with cattle breeding has really paid off, you know? It's not like it used to be in the old days when we had to drive the cattle thousands of miles to market. Yeah, we owe a great deal of thanks to the people who built the railroads across this country.
Well, Fred, we can't thank them in person, but we can thank them with a sketch. Penniman?
Yes, Dean.
Start thanking.
Thank you, Dean.
Forget
it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chesterfield Players present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Fred McMurray in a regular saga of the king-size men who built the first regular railroad across our king-size continent. It's the story of regular cattlemen who welcomed the king-sized railroad, and of the very, very sad Indians who lived a hard and unhappy life, entitled Blackfeet, Why Are You Blue?
I'm with the Santa Fe Roadbed Company. I'm the president, Ralph Roadbed. This is the only business I've ever known. I've got railroads in my blood, and believe me, it's not good. Every time I cut myself shaving, I bleed train.
I'm head of the construction crew. My full name is Sidney Head. I'm in charge of clearing the land by cutting down the trees. I work like a beaver, and it's not easy. So far, I've worn out four front teeth.
I'm no beginner in the railroad business either. I go way back. My name is Ludwig Caboose. Of the labor gang working out of New York.
Men, we can't lay any more track in this hot sun. Look at our construction crew. They're dying like flies.
How come?
They are flies.
You hired flies to build this railroad?
And a shrewd move it was, too. When the road is finished, we won't have to lay them off.
What do we do?
Swat them.
Boss, we'll have to lay our railroad track faster. I just checked and they're getting ahead of us.
Who's getting ahead of us?
The people putting up the Burma Shave signs.
Don't worry. We'll beat them yet. We've only been laying this track for 3 years.
How much track have we laid?
3 inches.
In 3 years, you've only laid 3 inches of track?
Men, I may be slow, but I'm neat.
So slowly, but slowly, our track building labors went on. We were scheduled to meet the construction crew building eastward from California in Pismo Beach on New Year's Day. Onward we built. New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio,
Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma,
Arkansas,
Texas, 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 New York.
What are you doing back in New York?
Isn't the fair still going on?
At last the day is near, the great day when both ends of the railroad are to meet. I'm scared that somebody will beat me to the honor of hammering in the last spike.
I, too, am scared that somebody will beat me to the honor of hammering in the last spike.
I'm more scared than both of them. I'm spiked.
Men, for 3 weeks we've been digging this tunnel through the mountain. I'm ready to quit.
Well, it's a good thing for us. We found a place to dump all the sand and gravel, huh, boss? Boss, why don't you say something?
I can't. My mouth is full of sand and gravel.
Boss, forget this tunnel. I found a shortcut. I laid the tracks over that mountain over there.
You must be going crazy. There is no mountain over there.
There isn't? Well, don't just stand there, men. Gather rocks.
Ah, let's quit. We can't build this railroad any further.
But we must. We just must. We just must or bust.
We can't quit when we're so close to our goal. Look, there's the geyser, Old Faithful.
Yes, and it's shooting water up 5,000 feet.
Man, dig that crazy drinking fountain.
Hey, look! One of our horses just bent over to take a drink from it.
What happened to the horse?
He's now a giraffe.
That figures, yes.
We better be careful from now on, men. We're approaching Indian country. I can tell by the signs.
What signs?
That one over there. It says you're now approaching Indian country.
Look, the Indians know we're here. They're sending up smog signals.
You mean smoke signals?
These are California Indians.
But yeah. Why is the smog so black?
They're talking dirty.
Got one of the Redskins. I shot him under the blanket.
Did you kill him?
No, but I knocked him out of bed.
Good.
I just got their leader, Chief Standing Bull.
You mean Sitting Bull. You don't know your Indians.
You don't know where I got them.
We made it, men. We've made it. We really made it, men. There comes a railroad crew we were supposed to meet.
Hello, East to West. I'm West to East. We just finished our end of the railroad.
We just finished ours, too.
Yeah, now somebody better hurry and invent the train.
But look at the track you laid. It's so thin.
Yeah, we ran out of steel, so we had to use spaghetti.
Yeah, but you'll never get a train to ride over that track. It's so lumpy.
How do you like that? We forgot to take out the meatballs.
Yeah!
Chesterfield is best for you. Listen to Chesterfield's record. For a full year and 2 months, a doctor has been making regular examinations of a group of Chesterfield smokers, and he reports no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfields. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality in both regular and king size. Chesterfield. First choice with Young America. And that's from a survey of 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Remember, Chesterfield is America's best cigarette buy.
You know, friends, every singer has a mental scrapbook in which he keeps all the songs that he has ever liked. And so tonight I go to the scrapbook for a song that will always be one of my special favorites.
Alone with a sky of romance, above. Alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you? Are you alone? Alone on this night that we two could share alone. Alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I'll promise to be your very own. Alone with a heart meant for you.
Well, that's the kind of singing we ranchers like to hear when we're sitting around the old bunkhouse.
Well, thanks, partner.
You know, if you boys ever get a weekend off, why don't you come out the ranch? I'll let you ride one of my horses.
Not me. The last time I got on a horse, his head fell off.
His head didn't fall off. You got on the horse backwards.
Oh, and all the time I thought he had long eyelashes.
Yeah. Well, the offer still goes, fellas. Give me a buzz when you want to come down. Be my guest.
Well, thanks. That's a mighty good offer, and you've been a mighty good guest for us.
That's right. Our door is wide open for your return visits anytime, and thanks very much, Fred.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Jerry. So
good
long,
night,
everybody.
Fred. Good night.
Good night, Fred.
Remember, friends, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size. And here's another fact you smokers should remember.
Recent chemical analyses show that of the country's six leading cigarette brands, Chesterfield quality is highest.
That backs up what we've been telling you. Chesterfield is best for you. So try them today. I know you'll enjoy that Chesterfield mildness.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying goodnight, everybody.
God bless y'all.
You've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on this same NBC station.
Now, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for natural filtering. Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. So remember, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima. See how smooth they are.
Remember, Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield. Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
This program was transcribed. Tonight, visit Fibber, McGee, and Molly on NBC.